Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Monday, February 9th. It's us. Yes, it is. It's Jen and me right here.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, hey, hey. What a way to start a show.
Yep.
Well, a new week, a new day, Monday. Beautiful in Southern California. I mean, this is our wettest month, and we're getting absolutely no rain.
It's beautiful out.
Actually, we did get rain on Saturday.
We did, a little bit.
Yeah, I know. It was. It sort of like calculated itself into, or figured itself into everything that I was trying to do that day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You were out and about on Saturday.
I was
How was the
about.
Cannabis cup?
Well, let me tell you how it was. Hold on a second. Let me fix something here. Somebody screwed up our phone number here. But, yeah, why am I busy with this thing right now? I don't know. Anyway, okay, so the cannabis cup, I've waited for it all year since I went last year, and it was pretty cool. It's a gathering of potheads and stuff, people that like marijuana. And it was held in San Bernardino. So it was scheduled for Saturday and Sunday. And I actually, Saturday morning or Friday night, right before I went there, I went ahead and bought a ticket online because it would save me $10. So I went ahead and did that. Woke up early, drove down there, figured I'd get there at 12 when they open, you know, maybe beat the crowds or something, and it'll be pretty cool. So I drive down there. It takes me about an hour and 10 minutes or so. Nice drive, but, you know, the clouds are starting to gather and everything, and I'm going, oh, boy, you know, what if it starts raining there? So I get there, exit the freeway, car jams, like traffic jams, like you wouldn't believe, just to get out of the freeway.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, like over the bridge and everything. I pull up. I'm on the left lane to turn left, and the traffic's not moving. It's not moving.
Ugh.
So I thought, okay, I'm going to go straight, turn around, and come back the other side. So I did. Got stuck in line again. And I said, you know what? Look, eventually I'll get there. Okay? But I'm looking at my GPS, and it's like 0.7 miles from the entrance. And I'm going, you know, we're moving like slower than walking speed. You know, I mean, we literally in 15 minutes, you move a few steps.
Yeah.
And I thought, when am I ever going to get there? So I thought, okay, you know what? Maybe I should just park around here somewhere, like in a shopping center, and walk. I mean, it's less than a mile. I Googled how long it takes to walk a mile. It says about 20 minutes. I thought, you know, what the hell? You know, it's quite a walk when you don't exercise and stuff. You know, I'm not really in shape. But I thought, you know, maybe it's a good idea. But then what occurred to me is this, Jen. Okay, so let's say I get there, right? And I beat all the cars and everything. I figured then there's going to be a huge line to get in. Then there's going to be huge lines for, you know, they check your recommendation in order for you to go into the smoking area and all that stuff. That would take forever. Food would take forever. Everything. You wouldn't be able to see the booths. I mean, it's like a convention type of a thing, mm-hmm. You know. And I thought, there's no way. There's just no way I'm going to have fun here today. It's just the number of cars and people I could not believe. I mean, it wasn't like that last year. You know, I went. It was about a five-minute walk from the parking, but it wasn't bad, you know.
Yeah.
The lines to the grilled cheese truck were long, but everything else was fine. So I decided that's it. You know, I mean, I was extremely disappointed. I thought, I spent $50 now that is going to go out the window.
Yeah.
You know, and but I thought, you know, I'm just because I spend the $50, I'm not going to stay here and suffer all day.
Right.
It just doesn't make sense to me. So I decided to leave, and that was it, you know. So I was extremely disappointed. And then on the way back, it started raining, and I realized, you know, the rain will probably get to there too eventually, and it's going to be a rain-soaked convention.
Yeah.
And all that stuff, because it's outdoors mostly. So
you made the right choice.
I think I did, but, you know, in light of the situation. But I was, I'm still disappointed, you know. And I didn't go back Sunday because I figured it's going to be just as bad.
Yeah. And so, you know? I think, like, in situations like that, you have to sort of say, like, is this kind of thing for me or not? Like, what
right.
you did.
Is it really worth it?
Right.
Yeah. Because like, if I'd known in advance, I wouldn't have bothered.
Right. Is it worth all the aggravation? Like, and like you said, you were not going to have fun that day.
Right. You know, it just wasn't like that. And I mean, it just wasn't moving. And then people were cutting into line without any regard.
Ugh, I mean, hate the cars crowds are standing, like that.
But the cars are standing still, and this guy's pushing into the lane. After, you know, you've been waiting for half an hour.
Right.
Very frustrating. So, but what I came away with this, came away with from that was, Jen, that there's a lot of potheads in Southern California.
Yes.
There's a lot of people that love to smoke, apparently. That's one thing. Another thing is, apparently people love this, so we should have more of it. More gatherings for people who like to smoke and get high together. Why not?
Right. Not once a year, because then everyone...
Yeah, I mean, what is it? But it shows there's a lot of demand for it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of money to be made in events like this. So take note, people, and make us something that's a little fun. I can't see how anybody had fun there yesterday, but, you know, what do I know?
I don't like crowds that big. I have a hard time with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people have no problem with it.
Yeah.
But, so that was it, and just a big disappointment when there was a big buildup to it and stuff. But
totally.
What can I do?
Right.
So I drove back and made the best out of the rainy day, which I enjoyed.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the rain. I know you didn't, but I did.
I actually didn't mind it because I was doing a lot of stuff at home and, like, organizing. And,
okay.
And I had been, I was working a little bit on Saturday morning, helping someone with social media. So I was inside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it was nice to know it was there.
Right. So you like rain when you're inside, right? And it doesn't really affect you.
Yeah, like I like I like being able to, like, you know, it's cozy when it's raining outside,
it really
but when
is.
You have to go out in it, it's not that fun.
Okay, well, I beg to differ, but then again, I love rain and you
right,
don't.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's fine. But you did have rain in Miami, right?
I mean, tons, which is why I'm like...
Tropical rain.
I don't need it. Well, the thing is, okay, so when it would rain in Miami, it was usually from like 3 or 4 to like 5 or 6.
Right.
So it's when you're either like at work or you're home or you're like not really running around.
Right.
So you know it was out there and then you'd be inside. You don't go out in the rain. Like, there was no playing in the torrential downpour.
Right.
That was, like, the time you take a siesta.
Yeah.
You know? Especially on the weekends, I enjoyed it because it was, like, an approved nap. Like, it was, like, that's what you're supposed to do from those times to that time. Here, though.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, like...
Good time for a nap.
It was nice to know that, like, that was nap time.
Yeah.
But it was always from the same time to the same time, every day.
Yeah, I know. You know, it's like I became familiarized with this climate. Well, first of all, I went to visit a friend in Miami, and I saw like around 2 o'clock or so, it started raining, and I thought, boy, I love this, you know. But it's unusual, you know. But then that's tropical weather for you. It doesn't have to be cold. It's just like electrical storms. Yeah, and so, because when I lived in South Africa, in Johannesburg, it was like that too. Like every day around 1 o'clock, you know, in the summer, the clouds would just gather. It'd get like really dark,
mm-hmm.
and pouring rain, like you said.
Yeah.
And then it stops, everything clears, and it's back to summer again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, it's pretty cool. So anyway, that's that. But it cleans the air. I like it.
Yeah, that's true. It does add like a freshness to it.
Right. So I wanted to bring this up. Yesterday, I started thinking about drones. And somebody told me, well, my brother told me, he said, you know, I've been like talking to people and stuff. Some people are really into drones, you know. They buy their own drones. They have a camera and they take video from above, you know. Like, like an airplane would. And first of all, you know, when you see that footage, you realize how they make movies. I mean, I feel like I'm almost like too innocent for not realizing all these great shots in movies are not helicopters, it's drones. And because sometimes you feel like it's a camera flight that's like impossible. You know, did you notice in movies sometimes they'll like show someone, let's say, in the window, and then the camera will pull out and it flies like so far out, and you're going, how could a helicopter do that? So they use drones for movie making a lot.
That's cool. I don't really look at the.
You don't pay attention to the shots
work.
And stuff?
No, yeah. I'm more of like the content.
Right. No, I am too. But sometimes I notice these things mm-hmm. because I go, God, that's an impossible shot. How do they do it? You know, so. But
how much does a drone cost?
Okay, so now there's like child play kind of thing that you can buy for $60. You know, it's sort of like it's got four motors to it; it can fly. But then you have to get separate cameras, and besides, it's not like I don't think it has GPS and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I looked it up. There's a lot of prices, but a good one is $1,200.
Okay,
but this thing is amazing. I mean. You know, it's just, I saw some shots. It's got like HD video camera. You can also get one where if you have a GoPro, you can attach that to mm-hmm. it. And, you know, I mean, my concern is that people are going to like film other people inside their homes and
right.
stuff, you know. But for now, let's just say it's really cool. You know, I mean, you can fly it and get footage and stuff like that. Although I don't get... I've been thinking about it. I said, I don't really need it. You know, I mean, I don't know what I'd use it for.
Yeah.
But it sounds like fun, you know. You just fly it and get your own footage and stuff.
Totally. I think it's cool. I mean, also, I don't know what I would use it for. But to know that I could do that
yeah,
is kind of awesome. But, you know, like the DVD players, like Blu-ray players that came out that were super expensive. Wait a couple of years. I'm sure
right.
you can find a drone on Amazon for like $60. That's like a good quality.
I know. But if you want one, you're not going to wait a couple of years, you know.
I guess.
That's the
I have
same
patience
with...
for that kind of stuff.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't need it right away.
Right.
Let other people figure it out.
Yeah.
So.
But it's already figured out. It's just that, you know, I mean, that's a high-end one.
Right.
There was a lot of ones in between. But... With me, it's like if I get one, I want to get the best, you
yeah.
know, that gets the best reviews and everything.
Definitely.
But it's really cool because I guess it's got like a sensor. When it starts to run out of charge, it starts heading back home, you know, to you. So it's pretty cool because you don't really lose it. You know?
It's like a boomerang.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or it's kind of like a robot, like it knows where to go.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but yeah, there's obviously a remote control and everything. You have to be a pilot.
How
fly.
High does it fly? Like where?
Yeah, I don't know, but it's pretty high, Jen. I mean, this thing was flying like 1,000 feet, maybe, up in the air. It was some nice, like, airplane footage.
That's pretty like, cool.
Yeah, if you get a chance, go on YouTube, look for some for drone videos or something. I saw a couple actually on the website that sells the drones, but it's interesting, you know, and I thought also might not be a bad idea just to be involved in this and know where everything's going because that's the future.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have a lot of drones flying around, man.
I mean, I think it'd be cool as far as like, let's say there was an earthquake and you didn't know where you could leave your house and go to or like the safest roads to get around. Like you could fly your drone out there and
that's
survey
true,
the
huh?
area.
God, what an extreme situation.
I just don't know what else like. I mean,
yeah.
Why would I like wrap my head around getting a drone? Well, maybe in a time of crisis, I would need it.
Yeah.
So maybe I should get it because it's preventative.
I know. So you think about earthquakes too, huh?
No, not really.
No?
No.
I mean, I sometimes think about the fact that... you know, if the roads get damaged and stuff, like, what
yeah.
are you going to do, you know?
I don't know. But, yeah, they have drones on Amazon you could buy.
Yeah, they do. And Amazon also says they're going to use drones to deliver packages.
Which I am excited about.
Yeah, I know. You said it.
Can't wait.
Yeah, it would be kind of cool, but I can't see how it's going to work. I just don't know. I don't want to see things flying around. Above me, you know, but as it is, there's cameras everywhere anyway, so it
yeah,
doesn't really matter.
They're just not as obvious as like a little helicopter that greets you.
Yeah. Yeah. So how was your weekend?
It was good. It was really
yeah.
busy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had a lot going on. Friday night, I went to an event at a restaurant called Yellowtail. and I think it was like a re-grand opening or something. There was a ton of people there. You couldn't walk around.
Really? Is that in Hollywood?
Yeah. West Hollywood.
Right.
Then Saturday night, I had a friend's birthday. That was fun. And we went to Boa and then Rockin' Riley's, also West Hollywood. And then yesterday, I had a
full day.
Those
are clubs? Those are clubs? I don't know what
Boa
is.
No, Boa's a steakhouse, and they have a bar in it.
Okay.
And then Rockin' Riley's is a bar.
Okay, so, but you went to Yellowtail before that. Isn't that food, too?
Yeah, that's
so you ate twice?
Also. No, that was Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, where's my brain?
Okay. And then, so yesterday I went to a baby shower, and then I filmed a couple episodes of Two Drunk Girls.
Oh, two of them?
Yes.
Wow, very cool. Back to back.
Yes. Okay. We're trying to bank some episodes before Lauren goes out of town.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then I watched the Grammys, which was like 3 hours long.
Yeah, huh?
No, it was very long. 4 hours, like 3.5 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
You watched the whole thing?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like that stuff.
I do.
What part did you like in the show?
I liked the performances. However, they were really like low energy.
Really?
And they did like a lot of somber songs. Like it wasn't a lot of energy. It wasn't, you know, pop music and dancing. And right. Even Madonna's performance, which was pop,
right,
was lackluster.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. People were criticizing how she was dressed, huh? Did you see her with her ass hanging out?
Yeah, I mean, she did that on purpose, but...
Yeah?
And I was listening to an interview with her and Ryan Seacrest on my way here, and she was being funny about the whole thing. And
yeah.
I mean, the woman is over 50 years
old. Right, she's middle-aged, you know?
And she's still running around like that and like can do more than a lot of people, so...
That's true.
But I will say it wasn't her best performance.
No.
I was happy to see her perform, but it wasn't her best. I would have rather seen Prince perform.
Really?
Yeah.
So he was there. I saw a picture.
He was a presenter.
Oh, he was just a presenter.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he hasn't done anything in a long time.
No, but I would have loved to have him
sing
something.
Huh?
There was a lot of reference to, like, you know, the Black Lives Matter
really?
Campaign.
Really? So a lot of racial stuff going on.
Yeah, like promoting that, obviously. Like, and I like that they did it because it's slipping it into conversation, and it's people with power that... You know, and fame that are bringing things to people's attention.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, what they should use their platform for.
Okay, but it's sort of politicizing entertainment. And I don't know if that's the place for it.
Well, but they've been doing that for years.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and so that's...
At all the award shows, yeah.
And also, like, songs. You know, they stand for a lot of things. Like, didn't the Beatles sing about a lot of, like, you want a revolution?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I'm not mad at it. And the way Prince did it was very subtle. So, he said, like books and Black Lives, albums still matter.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
We're listing things that still matter. So, good. Yeah. Okay. And then also, Pharrell Williams performed his song Happy.
Right.
I don't know why he did it again. I feel like that song has been performed many times.
Yeah.
But he like flipped it on its head, and it wasn't so much a happy song, but it was a little bit like a choir in a church.
Really?
And then he also did something to like the Black Lives Matter, like the hands up, don't shoot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I didn't even notice it, and I watched it.
Yeah.
But I read it in a CNN article that like he made a reference to it, too.
Wow.
But it was so subtle, I didn't even notice. Or maybe I just wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
But... Hey, do what you can. Make a statement.
Yes.
Yeah. So what else are you going to sing about? Rainbows? No. You
yeah,
have to make
love.
A statement. Like, have content.
No, I mean, I understand songs being into it, you know, but during presentations, I don't know. But, you know, people do what they do and that's it. So overall, did you like the show? I mean, was it good?
It was all right.
Memorable?
No.
No, not memorable.
No. Huh? And that's what they're saying, that like this year, for some reason, was kind of a downer. Had really low energy. All of the songs were sort of like ballads or somber or like just odd. It was an odd pacing of the entire show. And it was a long show.
Yeah.
So I love the Grammys because I like the musical performances.
Yeah.
So it's one of my favorite award shows. However, it was kind of boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kristen Wiig performed, actually.
I saw something about that. What was that?
I mean, that was cool to see her take on this part of this song, Chandelier, by Sia.
Okay.
And it's like a really interesting video with this little girl that dances, and she's like kind of crazy, but it's about a hangover and about drinking too much.
Oh yeah,
hanging from the chandeliers and swinging from the chandeliers because you're so drunk.
Really?
That's actually what the song is about.
Wow.
You wouldn't know from listening. Right. Like, the song itself sounds almost sad, like a love song, but like it's actually just about being drunk.
Yeah.
So Kristen Wiig was in the performance, and she did it such a good job.
Wow.
It was cool. I don't know why they picked her, and I don't know why she was in it, but it was great.
Yeah.
So well,
she's funny.
Yeah.
She is funny. So I heard they performed 4 or 5 seconds, right?
Yeah.
And we tried to play it the other day, but it didn't work for me.
Yeah.
And I still haven't listened to it. So let's listen to a minute or two.
Okay.
Just so I can give you... I don't know. Someone told me that Paul McCartney only played in the background. He didn't really sing. Is that
true?
Yeah,
no, that's what he is in the song.
Oh, really? So he doesn't really sing in the song?
No, and you can hear, like,
Rihanna
the actual music behind the singing is very Paul McCartney.
Really?
Which is why she did the song, to show that she can actually do other things. She's not going to just dance around on stage or do techno music or auto-tune.
Right.
She can actually sing.
Right.
So she's sort of changing...
So it's more like a pop song.
It's like she's like growing, I guess, is what she's trying to show. Her dynamic is a different one.
Oh, wow. Let's see. Okay, so for those of you who've never heard of it, I might get a little drunk. I say what's on my mind. I might do a little time. She sings well, you know. She's
all of my kindness. Taken for weakness.
Oh, playing the guitar.
Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm just trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would tell me, ooh, that's all I want.
Woke up an optimist.
Okay, get the idea. I'm not crazy about it. But she sounds good. She's got a great voice.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not crazy about it either. I kind of think it's a dumb song. But I like the actual sound of it. Like the beat. I don't like what she has to say. And I don't know what 4 or 5 seconds are.
Yeah.
Is it 4? Is it 5? Is it 4 plus 5? What is 4 or 5?
Well, you know, sometimes you say, look, it takes 4 or 5 seconds to whatever.
Don't you say 4 or 5?
Not necessarily.
4 or 5?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. 4, 5.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes people say that, I think. I'll be there at 4 or 5. I don't know. Sometimes I say that. Maybe it's not correct, but I've heard people say it too. But at any rate, that's probably what it means. I don't know what else it could mean.
I think she just wants the weekend is what she's saying.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's what she's saying. And then Kanye comes in saying something about, like, if he goes to jail, like, will you bail him out? I guess because of his crazy weekend. I don't really know.
Yeah. So tell me what he did exactly with Beck. I mean,
Beck won Best Album of the Year, I think.
Right.
And, I mean, I didn't even know he had a new album, truthfully. And if it were up to me, I would have picked Beyonce because I think her album was amazing. And
really?
It was kind of, you know, innovative in the way she released it. No one even knew she was recording. And she just released it and was like, hey, I have an album. Surprise.
Okay. Wow.
And then released all these videos along with it. And she did it in a way that was like very different too for her and for the music industry. So I think she should have won. However, I would not get up on stage should someone else win. So he did that thing where he did it to Taylor Swift all those years ago where he went up and like interrupted her speech. And he was about to do it again to Beck. But he walks up and he changed his mind and went back down.
Really?
Everyone, I think, at that moment thought he was joking.
Right.
And he was like making fun of himself from years past, which is funny. And if that was the case, then it would be like, good job, Kanye West, for making fun of yourself. Like, way to make it a light situation. And like, congrats to Beck for winning. Took everybody by surprise, too. But good. No, he meant it. Because if you saw his interviews after the fact, he was really upset about it.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Again, because of Beyonce, because all those years ago was because of Beyonce.
Right. But why does he feel it's okay for him to do this?
It's very odd. I don't know.
You know, it's that attitude of, you know, my shit doesn't stink, you know.
He has a little bit of a music god complex.
A what?
A music god complex.
Yeah, probably.
Because if you watch the interviews he did after, he's almost like possessed. It's weird. And he goes on these rants, and he's so angry, and he's just like,
yeah,
music at this, and entertainment, and creative artistry, and this, and that, and the other thing. And it's like, stop. you are not on the voting committee. So right. either support it or don't. They let you back on the stage after 6 years or whatever it's been since you like ranted. And then he did it again.
Yeah.
Not as badly, but it's still like not appropriate.
No, it's not. You know, it just, I think it makes him look like shit. I really do, you know, and I don't understand why he's okay with that, but.
He doesn't care how he looks because he's still more talented than most.
You think he's talented?
Oh, yeah.
Or just rich?
No, I mean, well.
What makes him talented?
His performance and his lyrics and his music and his success. And there's an equation there. You know, he's good at what he does, so he makes all that money.
Okay. I never heard one song of his, to
really?
Be honest. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, he's yeah. great.
No, I just don't like people with attitudes.
I also don't.
I'm not going to give him the time of day.
But I separate, you know, the man from the music.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so he interrupted Taylor Swift back in 2009, also at the Video Music Awards.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Who cares? You know, I mean, and how is Beck supposed to feel about this? You know, that's what I'm saying. It's like total disregard for anybody else.
Totally. Like in somebody's shining moment,
yeah,
you are taking that away. And what he could have done is not done anything and not been like irrational and rash. He could have waited. And then if anybody interviewed him later, said he could have given his opinion there.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a forum for that. And
that,
you know,
that would be more appropriate, I think.
And I think just because, you know, someone didn't win doesn't mean you show a lack of respect to the person who did. That's not their fault that the other person didn't get selected.
Right.
They just happened to be selected.
Right. Right. So he was mad at everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically. And that was like the last, you know, award of the night. So it was kind of a weird moment.
Yeah. You know, plus, look, it says Beyonce now has 20 Grammys, passing even Aretha Franklin. I mean, she doesn't need any more.
Right.
You know,
and she won
give a
that
chance
night.
To somebody
she
else.
Won other
She did win something.
She won like 4.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the problem?
I don't know.
Damn. And then I guess the big winner was Sam Smith, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now, did you know him before? I mean, do you
oh,
know
yeah.
his music?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because you're in tune with what's going on in this generation. I'm not, man.
Well, I'm it.
Yeah, exactly.
This is my music. And I go to a lot of live music, so.
Yeah.
I've seen him live.
Yeah?
He's
and
amazing.
He's good?
Yeah, he's only been known in America for a year. And he
yeah, he's
just
British,
won,
right?
Yeah.
I saw a little interview with him.
He just won 4 Grammys.
Wow.
In 1 year, like in his first year out.
Yeah.
In the United States.
That's cool.
Least.
That's like what Adele did, remember?
Uh-huh.
She also like came from England 1 year, got a million awards.
Those Brits.
Yeah. They've got some talented musicians there. That's
well, the
sure.
thing is that like what, you know, he and Adele both, I feel like he's like Adele's reincarnate because she's like not performing these days. But yeah. they sing soulfully and they sing about real things and they sing beautifully and there's real music there. Like, you know how there's a lot of music now with autotune and it's so produced
right.
that you're like, where is the actual music in that song? But they bring back that element to singing
yeah.
and music, I think.
Yeah. Well.
And it's almost like it's brand new. Like it's reintroducing something. Like they're reinventing the wheel because that music was already popular in like the 60s and the 50s and like actual singing. Uh-huh. And they're actually doing it now.
Yeah.
So they're making that kind of singing popular.
I guess, yeah, yeah. I don't know, man. But so he got how many? 4?
Mm-hmm.
Song of the Year, Stay With Me.
It's such
a
good
song. Is that
a
good song?
Oh, so good.
Really? All right.
When you're in the car, what do you listen to?
I listen to Spotify with my own songs and
gotcha.
Stuff on there, yeah. So, but let me actually check this out because I want to... Yeah, I mean, look, when there's a song that's succeeding and very popular, I want to know what it sounds
definitely.
Like, you know? So let's see. Sam Smith, Stay With Me. Let's see what's going on. Okay. Yeah, he reminds me kind of like Boy George. Okay, this is like a video for the story.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at all, understand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go.
Yeah, he's got a great voice.
Yeah.
I like when guys sing.
I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay?
so there's like a choir behind him and everything. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a really pretty song.
He seems like a nice guy. I guess I caught like a few seconds of an interview on CNN, and he said that I guess he was gay and bullied. And I mean, he is gay, but he was bullied a lot and that. So he's probably letting it come out in his lyrics and stuff.
Well, know? That's what he's actually, that's what his first award speech was that he tried to lose weight and conform to what, you know, pop culture looked like and what they wanted him to sound like. And then he stopped all that and then sang what he actually wanted to sing. And that's why he's winning.
Yeah.
Because he was more true to himself and he's actually like, you know, revealing things about himself in his songs.
Right. Yeah. And people like that.
It's genuine. Know? Yeah.
Yeah. They like when you're vulnerable. That's true.
It is. And he was great. And he performed with Mary J. Blige and it was beautiful.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I like duets.
Yeah. They did a lot of them in the show.
Cool. So I see Taylor Swift did not win a lot this year.
No.
Or not at all. Did she win anything?
No, I don't think so. No, nope, she didn't.
Pharrell got his Happy Award for Best Solo Performance.
Yeah.
Then, let's see, A Great Big World with Christina Aguilera. That's the name of the band, right?
Yeah, that song was so beautiful.
Really?
They didn't show a lot of these awards, actually.
Yeah.
They showed the bigger ones, but I would have loved to have seen Best, I think, what is it, Alternative Rock win, because I like that category.
Yeah. Alternative, I'm not seeing it here, but
it's further down the list. It's yeah. Like they didn't even talk about it.
Yeah, I know. So you tell me a show was almost 4 hours long and they still didn't show all the awards.
Right. It was mostly performances.
Yeah.
There was a random PSA from President Obama about, I think, sexual abuse, and then some woman was speaking about it and I didn't understand why. But I guess they associate the Grammys with a place to talk about that stuff.
Yeah, like, well, apparently they want to talk about everything at the Grammys.
It seems that way.
Even stuff that doesn't have to do with music.
Yeah, no, I don't. It's weird. It was the longest show ever. It was very long. It was like never ending.
Yeah. And when are the Oscars coming out?
February 22nd.
Oh, okay. So that's almost here. That's right. We were in Hollywood yesterday. They have signs. They're going to close the streets on the 22nd.
Yep.
It becomes a mess there, huh?
Oh, yeah. Don't even go. Don't even try.
Yeah.
Stay home.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea. Now, you probably heard of the Bruce Jenner accident.
Yes.
Over the weekend.
Yep, I did. It's I think it was like right near where my family lives. Like
Malibu?
Like on the way.
Yeah. Pacific Coast Highway. Yeah. You have family living there?
I mean, like off the highway.
Yeah. Wow. It's a pretty nice area.
Yeah. But I heard about it, and it's sad because someone died, and there's been, you know, several people injured in it. And if you look at the photos, it's devastating.
Yeah, yeah.
Those cars were totaled.
Yeah, they were mangled beyond recognition.
Yeah.
And, well, yeah, he was driving an SUV, and he rear-ended the Lexus and pushed it to the opposite to the opposing traffic.
Right, and hit a Hummer, which is giant.
Right.
And, I mean, if you see the damage to the Hummer, it's like, no wonder the damage to the Lexus happened, because if the Hummer was that damaged.
Right. Yeah, and he was sandwiched, too, in the Lexus, you know, from both sides. She?
Yeah.
Oh,
she's the one who died.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize it was a woman.
Yeah.
But, yeah, wow. And I don't know how it happened. I guess I saw some kind of a headline that said, Bruce Jenner claimed he was, because somebody accused him of texting or something, and he said, no, I was smoking a cigarette, you know, so maybe that distracted him, I don't know.
But, oh, I didn't even hear that.
Yeah, but they said there were paparazzi behind him, but he said he wasn't evading her, them or anything. He wasn't driving away from them fast or anything.
Right, I mean, there's a lot of theories, and I think he's being very cooperative.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he feels awful, I'm sure, that someone died in an accident.
And I'm sure if he was intoxicated, they would have known.
Right. And it was like noon on a Saturday. And they're ruling out that he was filming for the show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And so there's really no answers yet.
Right. And it was, wasn't it raining at the time? It was raining. So the roads were probably wet.
I don't know if it was raining yet.
Right. Oh, okay. Well, when I saw pictures, it looks like there's rain, but maybe it started afterwards.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, those cars were there for a really long time. It closed off the entire PCH.
Oh, wow.
And then apparently, actually, a car ran into the accident from the other side.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
After it was said and done, another car just, like, slammed into them.
Wow. God. Can you imagine closing down the Pacific Coast Highway?
Oh, my God.
What a mess.
Oh, imagine being stuck there and you're just helpless. You can't go anywhere.
Right.
There is nowhere to go.
Unless they let you do U-turns.
They had to have because
they
couldn't have kept those cars waiting until they cleared off those giant crashes.
I know. On a freeway, they wouldn't have been able to do that.
No.
On freeways, you get stuck, man. And that's scary. That's why I started using GPS. I got a little tablet. I use GPS on there.
Yeah, you got to
it gives me the traffic. Yeah, and everything, you know. So if you know, so it'll tell you in advance what's going on.
Like, I'm not claustrophobic, but I know that, like, feeling stuck in the car where you literally cannot go anywhere, you are just in traffic stuck.
Right.
That freaks me out. I get, like, a panic attack from that.
I know. I know. And it's happened. It happens here.
It does. Imagine if you have to pee. What do you do?
Yeah. What do you do? A lot of things you need to do. You know, I don't know. I don't know what you do, man.
Yikes.
But there's nothing they can do.
No.
I know.
Well, I'd be interested to hear, you know, what else comes of this situation. Because it's sad. A lot of people were injured. Bruce actually wasn't at all.
Yeah. Well, usually the guy that hits
doesn't
get injured, you know. It's like with all these drunk drivers that hit innocent people who die, the drivers survive usually.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah.
That's scary, being rear-ended and, like, not knowing what's happening to your vehicle because it's being pushed so hard.
Yeah.
And you're just, like, whipped around, and it's a lot of trauma.
Yeah, and you don't even expect it, you know. I mean, just the whiplash alone from something like that.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. So the Brian Williams thing is still happening. People are still talking about it.
Yeah, and they're launching into an investigation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wonder who was. Do you know who was the one that found out, discovered this, and let it out?
The vets that he was on the planes with, because there were.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there were a couple planes that flew at the same time, and like he was claiming he was in the one that was fired at.
Right.
But the plane in front of him was the one that was fired at.
Right.
So, you know, there are other people on these planes, thank God, that there were, like, witnesses.
Yeah.
But then again, they say that you have a little post-traumatic stress after you leave, you know, any kind of war situation. So anybody could be inaccurate.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So they're giving him some kind of credit, I guess.
No, they're not.
No?
They're saying that they're going to get to the bottom of it.
Okay. No, but I'm saying that... No, I mean, if they give that reason, then it means that, you know, maybe it wasn't that bad, you know, because it's like expected to have the, you know, the post-traumatic stress.
Yeah, but at the same time, find out before you tell people that, you know, and you're claiming to be almost like not a war hero, but like that you were shot at.
Yeah, like a hero. I mean, like a hero journalist or something.
Right, that you survived some crazy thing. Like, then there's claims that there was no fire at all on any of the planes.
Really?
Some are saying that like there was on one plane, but not the other, and then there was none on any of them. It was just a routine day in the air.
Yeah.
So,
wow, man,
they're gonna do, you know.
Why does he feel the need to do this though? You know, I mean, and this is. I mean, he doesn't need this to be regarded anymore, you know? I mean, he's already pretty respected.
Well, but this was also 12
NBC.
Years ago.
Right.
And I don't think that he would have changed his story along the way. And after you tell somebody a story a certain amount of times, you probably believe it.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's true, you know, but...
So 12 years later, I don't think he was ever going to be like, oh, guess what? No, just kidding. Somebody called him out on it.
Right. No, but I mean, why did he do it in the first place?
Because maybe he... You know? I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe he thought no one would ever call him out on it.
Maybe he's a liar. You never know.
Well, so now people are starting to say, you know, well, did hurricanes really happen? And, you know, what about all those puppies you said need saving? Like, what happened there? So it discredits him a lot, and it discredits
it really
the news
does.
Sources that he works for. And I think they're going to do their due diligence. And
yeah, and he disappointed a lot of people, you know. I mean, I just thought he's someone you can trust.
And that's the thing, is that we see these news anchors and we want to be able to trust them. They're reporting the news, which we think is like truth.
Right.
So they're the truth tellers, you know? They're the people that reveal all of the secrets that we need to know about.
Yeah. They always seem to know a lot. And
right. But then if they're just, you know, lying to us, now what?
Yeah.
Who's telling the truth?
Yeah. Who's telling the truth, you know? So do you think he should remove himself if they don't fire him?
I do. Also, he's had a long enough career.
Yeah, like, that's true. Huh?
Go out with a bang. Yeah. You know, you don't need to continue working anyway. But I do. I think, like any situation, there has to be some kind of PR situation that covers it up or figures it out or makes it better so that we can resume our lives and trust the news sources again. And so whether it's firing him or putting him into rehab, because that's what they always do. They like stick people in rehab and that's supposed to make it all better. Rehab for God knows what, even. It's like rehab for memories.
For being a liar.
Right.
Wow. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, it could just like... you know, the thing is, these things happen all the time, and then people move on and they forget. You know,
absolutely.
I mean, remember with Tiger Woods and Lance Armstrong.
We don't even like what's going on with Bill Cosby these days.
Yeah, you know, but they continue.
I mean, it's Cosby's
still
news,
in it, but but Lance Armstrong, you know, and all these people that did things, we forget and we move on. You
until
know?
They do it again,
yeah,
or do
exactly.
something else. That you're like, oh, that guy, Lance Armstrong, now part of a hit and run.
Yeah, self destruct, man. People do that. People do that. I think it's that sense of power that lets them, you know, do things that normal people don't. You know, and they become sort of maybe they feel untouchable, invincible. I don't know.
I don't either.
But, but you know what? The thing is this. Look, I mean, maybe he said that he wasn't really thinking a lot when he did. But, you know, so then how do you go and you retract something like that? You know, so he just decided to just let it blow over and continue, you know.
Right.
And, when he first said it, because I'm sure he knew he was lying, you know. I'm sure his memory was not foggy when he said it. Maybe it is now, but it wasn't when he said it.
I mean, maybe. Who knows?
Because you're saying it was years ago that he said it, right?
12
years ago he said it?
I think, that's when originally? It happened or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes I can't even figure out if my dreams are real or if real life's real. Like, I'll be like, wait, did that happen in a dream or did it happen 3 days ago? Because, sometimes your dreams are so vivid that it's did I really have that conversation with that person? I don't know. But... I'm not his brain, and I'm not him, so I have no idea what happened there, but I'm sure we'll find out.
Yeah. Maybe we'll find out. Yeah.
I hope we do.
Yeah. Is it that important? I don't know. Look at this. This is funny. In Brazil, but did you read about this prison escape? That's funny, huh?
Yeah, good work, girls.
Yeah, I mean, these two women are walking up to the prison in Brazil, and they went to the guards and seduced them. They talked them into letting them inside, and they spiked their drinks in the process. And I guess the guards were found in the next morning naked and handcuffed with little recollection of what happened the previous night.
It's pretty funny.
I mean, what is this? You know, the women were dressed in skimpy, sexy police officer costumes.
Like, and those officers didn't think, why are these women here
at all? And why are they falling for this, you know? 26 inmates escaped from the prison.
God.
That was smart, though.
Yeah. And
you got to give it to
it
them.
It shows you, though, the power of seduction.
Yeah, huh?
That's an exercise in the power of seduction.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm telling you, men, they'll fall for anything, man. As long as they can get some sex, they'll do anything, you know? Even allow 26 prisoners to flee. I mean, can you imagine if you're found, if you're the guard and you're found bound and naked?
That is so embarrassing.
And not remembering what happened? My God.
I don't even know.
You know, I mean, the prisoners could have done that too. You know, I don't think the women handcuffed them and took their clothes off.
Yeah.
So, you know, they probably just, the women got the keys after they spiked their drinks, released the prisoners, and they probably just tied them up.
I guess.
I don't know how many guards there were there. They're not saying.
I don't know. But I, it's a funny story.
It is. It's very funny.
We need some of that sometimes, I think, in the news.
Yeah. They're saying they don't know who's behind it. Duh, does it matter?
No. I mean, I guess, because those people should be arrested, but good for them anyway. A for effort.
Yeah, I know. What else?
Apparently, there's a lot of Chinese women that come to the United States to have babies.
From China?
Yeah, that they plan their pregnancy here so that their kids can have dual citizenship and have, you know, passports. And so that in case of emergency and, like, with things going on in China, with even, like, smog and, like, health standards of food and things like that, that there's always that exit strategy.
That's true. Wow. So they're, like, planning it that way. Yeah.
There's 10,000 people that have done that in the past, like, year, which doubled from, like, the year before.
Wow. But how do they take him back in? Because in China, they give you fines for having more than one child, right?
No, well, this is your one child.
Oh, that's the one child.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you have it here, and then you bring it back.
Yeah. Great idea. Mm-hmm. But then a lot of people do that, don't they? I mean, you know, when people come from Mexico also, their kids become citizens and then they can ask for them and everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, apparently, you know, when the child becomes 21, if they're in the United States, they can sponsor their parents to come over. So
yeah,
it really works out.
Yeah, I mean, it does, you know.
But they save up. They spend, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars to have their kid over here.
Yeah.
Because it ensures them, you know, safety later.
Right. And they come as tourists, right? I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, they don't come as, like, permanent residents.
No, it's like tourism pregnancy is, like, what they're calling it.
Really?
Something like that.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, our system is being abused so much, you know, our immigration system.
But what does that say about other countries, that they need these loopholes? Like, basically, people are finding ways here to get here because of what we offer.
Right.
So what does that say about those other countries?
That they don't know what freedom means.
Right. Shape
up. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's what I have to say about that. Shape up. Yeah.
Exactly. Calm down, right?
Be better.
All right. And finally, Radio Shack, unsurprisingly, is closing down 1,700 stores. And apparently that's not a lot because they have so many that it doesn't even... phase them, I guess, at this point. But they're saying that they have like about 5,000 locations or something. Oh no, 5,000 became an unaffordable burden, you know. So it's funny because during their heyday, I guess they had so much business that they put stores almost next to each other, you know, in the same,
they were like the Starbucks of,
yeah,
you know, technology.
Something like that, exactly, of electricity and electronics and stuff. And but that was a long time ago. I'm surprised they still survived.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is if you're the only people carrying, like, phones and cords and all kinds of, like, technological stuff, but then CVS starts selling it.
Yeah.
And then Rite Aid has it.
Right.
And then Amazon has it. And you can literally, you know, walk 3 feet and get whatever you need or order it. We don't need Radio Shack.
Right, exactly. You know, where you can go to the biggest stores and maybe get a bigger break in price, too.
Yeah. Or even CVS, when you can go buy your groceries or, like, at a grocery store even. They have all kind. They have a whole aisle now.
Right.
Of, like, you know,
food.
Random No.
At CVS. You mean they have food at CVS?
Well, they have food at CVS. They have, like, you know, electronics there. Then they also at grocery stores themselves, they have, they sell light bulbs. They sell all kinds of shit.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
So you can get everything you need everywhere.
I know. So, yeah, so much for Radio Shack. What can I say, you know?
Yeah.
They might still survive. I mean, they're not going out of business. It's just going bankrupt and reorganizing. So
right.
We'll see what happens there. All right. Well, so much for today. Let's see. Tomorrow, well, we're going to have some guests, interesting guests this week. So stay tuned. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.